Soil Society of America initiated this project to validate methods that we use in our labs for soil testing. And Dr. Hailin Zhang of Oklahoma State University was assigned the directorship of validating the MERIC 3 method. Before I continue, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, again, Dr. Zhang, Dr. Mark Pitton, and Dr. Charles Foch from Nebraska Department of Agriculture. So some of you might be wondering what is wrong with MERIC 3. I want to assure you that there is nothing wrong with MERIC 3 method of testing the phosphorus, but the objective of the study was to determine if the phosphorus, the method that we are using as for plant for availability, the method that we are using for phosphorus availability in the plants and also as a risk indicator of the water quality is statistically viable. And so the objective was to basically that, to validate MERIC 3 method statistically. The collaboration, we started by solicitation, and we did a lot of phone calls, in which case we contacted about 48 laboratories, most of them here in the US, a few in Canada, and a few in the Philippines. And the response was very impressive. We had 30 labs that expressed their interest, and these are the labs that we supplied the material for the testing. And the laboratories were allowed 60 days to submit their results. 26 of those laboratories complied. So of the 30 labs that expressed interest, four of them did not, for some reason they couldn't participate. And some of the reasons were genuine. Some of the labs' instruments broke down and those kind of things. And it happens all the time. So we started by ordering soil from North America proficiency testing program, and we ordered 2 kilograms of 10 unique soils each. And in order to make sure that the soils we're sending to every collaborator was homogeneous, we mixed the soils in a 10 kilogram bucket and tested for homogeneity. So we conducted an in-house homogeneity test whereby we took 10 samples from every soil sample that we are going to be sending out and analyzed it in our laboratory for phosphorus. And these are the results. And in this table, I would like to focus your attention to a few things. These are the soils that we ordered from NAPT. These are the codes for the soils. These are NAPT numbers for phosphorus that is documented, and these are the mean P that we got from the analysis in our homogeneity. And basically what we're trying to do here to determine the homogeneity was to check the coefficient of variation. And so you see that everything is checking pretty decent. It's within 5%. So the materials that we got, we distributed 3 replicates of 10 grams of soil samples. And we also sent 27 parts per million a reference solution, and also a detailed sheet of instructions and data sheet. So we classified our analysis. This actually, I edited this slide, and I don't know why it's in the old title here. But this is not data analysis, this is a classification of analysis. We had 4 categories. We had the calorimetric, the labs that did the calorimetry and scooped their soil, the lab that did calorimetry and weighed their soil, the lab that scooped and weighed using ICP, and the lab that used ICP and weighed their soils. And to help us understand as we go with the presentation, some of the terms that we'll be using towards the results, I'm going to pull them all out. Repeatability and reproducibility are both measures of precision. Repeatability is what we use within the lab, and reproducibility is what we use among the labs. In both cases, as you can see from the explanation there, the difference is that one of them, the repeatability is you are using the same laboratory, the same material, and using mostly the same operator. But for reproducibility, the operators are different, obviously, because it's in different labs. The term HORAT comes from the person who came up with these measure. It's a measure of these terms of reproducibility and HORAT, and repeatability. The HORAT with a big R is for reproducibility, and small is repeatability. And this is basically how you compute. This is relative standard deviation divided by predicted relative standard deviation. And predicted relative standard deviation is given by that, where C is the mass concentration in parts per million. And to determine the reproducibility or repeatability, for reproducibility, you need to be within 0.5 to 2.0 of this value. And for repeatability, you need to be within 0.3 to 1.3 to be confident that your samples are repeatable. And trueness is supposed to be within 80 to 110%, and basically it's within a known value. The known value that we are using here are the numbers that we got from NAPT. And this is a section of the results. So basically what happens here is I want to focus your attention to a few things. First of all, comparing the scooped carimetric and scooped ICP, you see there is not that much difference. The top line is for reproducibility, and the bottom line is for repeatability. So you find that when the labs that used, or rather when to determine the repeatability, by determining the repeatability of the samples, it is much more superior when you are using it within the labs, as opposed to when it's among the labs. And the reason is obvious, because when you are using it considering among the labs, the chances of error are high. And there is also one other thing that I would like you to pay attention to, and that is the relative standard deviation decreases as the concentration of P increased. And so you find that for the scooped samples, the reproducibility had lower noise than for the weighed sample. We thought that would be the other way around, but for some reason, that's how the data turned out. And this is now the analysis based on the HORAT value. Like I say, for repeatability, it's supposed to be within 0.3 and 1.3. So you see almost everything here checks, with a few exceptions. And for reproducibility, the success was not as good as for repeatability, but it's still within acceptable limits. Here the limit is between 0.5 and 2.0. And I forgot to tell you that the lab, the scooped calorimetry, and we had six labs that responded that used that this method. And I have four of these, which are basically the same thing, except that it's for the labs that use different methods of analysis. This is a scooped and inductive recoupled plasma analysis. And here we had 12 labs. And also you find that the results here are almost the same as previous. And this is for calorimetry. that weighed their samples, and we had 13 labs here, and those are the numbers there for measuring repeatability and reproducibility. And this is samples that were weighed and used ICP, and here we had 17 labs, and again, those are the values for the repeatability that we got. For trueness, which we are measuring between 80 and 110%, for all the soils, the numbers for all the soils are indicated here. And you find that mostly, almost in all cases, in almost all the soils we had, we were almost within 80 to 110% with a few exceptions. So in summary and conclusion, the Horat values were within the acceptable limits. The trueness was also confirmed, and Merrick 3 method was validated. And so the method is fit for quantitative determination of phosphorus in the soil. And I would like to thank the people who helped us with the collaboration. These are all the labs that participated in the study. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Solomon.